Prague. Among the countries of Central and Eastern Europe, the Czech Republic has a reputation of a safe haven for cannabis users, with more than half of the country's adult population admitting to have used the drug. But it was only at this past weekend that the very first international hemp fair took place in Prague. Jan Richter checked out Cannabis Prague 2010 and has this report.
If you smoke weed, and it makes your everything right.
The first international hemp fair, Cannabis Prague 2010, opened on Friday in an old factory hall in Karlín, formerly one of Prague's industrial areas. People lined up for tickets as the fair opened its door just before noon. When they got in, they found themselves surrounded by stands and stalls offering pretty much everything you need to grow, process and consume marijuana, as well as many other things related to the hemp business. I asked some of the visitors what they came to see. Mikuláš is a 16-year-old secondary school student from Prague.
We are with our class, but we would have come anyway. It's great to see all the things here. The people are very nice. I would consider buying something, like a grow kit, but I cannot afford it right now. But I would if I had the opportunity.
22-year-old Kateřina made the trip to the fair all the way from Moravia.
We wanted to come and have a look at the fair. It's the first, so we were interested to see what they would offer. Clothes, cosmetics, those drinks and things like that. We like it here. There are many things. They show you how to grow hemp, and the clothes are interesting too. The seeds are really expensive, so I'm looking at the pipes.
And an elderly man, who would not reveal his name, says cannabis deserves more appreciation.
I'm interested because cannabis has been overlooked for so long, and I'm at an age when I'm looking for some alternatives. I know what cannabis can do for people's health. I think cannabis deserves more recognition, particularly higher up in parliament and the like.
The fair offered everything from cannabis seeds to fertilizers, through grow kits to pipes, rolling papers and vaporizers, as well as clothes and medicine made from hemp. Nearly 130 exhibitors from around the world took part. Jiří Tomáško is the man who put it all together.
You know, this idea came like 5 years ago because with the friends we've been traveling around Europe and around all the hemp fairs abroad, and we saw many of them. You know, we know a lot of exhibitors, like they are our friends, you know, and we've been thinking about it for a really long time to make it here. And now just came the right time. We created an idea, we produced it, and it's here.
Cannabis or marijuana is still illegal in the Czech Republic. I mean, it's been decriminalized for personal possession up to a certain amount. But, you know, if people buy some of the products that are on sale here, they're obviously buying it to do something illegal. How does that work? How do you feel working on this kind of edge?
This business is nothing illegal. It goes everywhere, even in Czech Republic, in a small shops, you know, and it's totally legal thing because it's the stuff for growing, for example, or even the seeds, they don't have the big amount of THC, so there's no reason to make it or to possess it like a criminal act.
You had a meeting on Tuesday. You had a meeting between the organizers and the police. How did that go, and what was the meeting about? What did the police say?
The police was just making them sure that we are not going to sell any hemp plants in here. Only the products which are used for growing and which are made from hemp, but you know, we just wanted to make to let the police know that we are not organizing something illegal here, but it's the first time in Czech Republic, so they didn't know what to expect. And now, as they've already been here, I think they didn't find any problem, so hopefully it will go well.
And it all went well for the most part. Despite popular belief, growing marijuana is still illegal under the new drug legislation that came into force in January, although smoking and possessing the drug for personal use is only a misdemeanor. The fair was under constant supervision by undercover police officers from the anti-drug squad, who made 4 arrests during the weekend. A 61-year-old Dutchman was arrested for lighting up and sending the joint around at his lecture. One youngster was busted for driving under the influence of drugs, and 2 others for having bigger than small amount of marijuana and LSD on them. Pavel Smolík is one of the founders of Grow Shop, the biggest Czech firm of its kind, and one of the biggest exhibitors at the fair. He says the police did a great job.
I have to really thank to the Czech police authority. They are like very intelligent, capable guys. They set up reasonable rules, and it's our aim, it's our motivation to respect and to follow these rules. So it's not consumption here, no distribution, no promoting drugs, and they are here, they supervise it. Sure, it's always some problems. Not all the people are able to respect some orders or some rules, but we are here, and it's in friendly atmosphere. And with this, from my experience with discussion with the police, they exactly understand the situation. They know where the real crime is. And if the politicians wouldn't be involved in the game, it's very easy to deal with them. And now we are also proving here that it can work. So big respect to Czech police. They are really great with this.
Grow Shop was established in Prague 14 years ago as the first such company in the former Eastern Bloc. They sell literally everything for growing plants under artificial light. Pavel Smolík says that with the new legislation, the market has seen some interesting developments.
On one side, the market is a stable growth of the market. It's more and more customers, more and more shops, more and more companies. I can say that the business development, it's a copy of development in Western countries, just like from 3 to 5 years, like we are a little bit behind. And the change with the new law. The thing is that we were surprised, but it's a lot of older people, also a lot of retired people or people which are very sick. People, for a lot of customers, they are like hopeless. The doctors, they found the cancer in their body. They are not able to give them the solution. Or people, for example, with Alzheimer, so they want to grow medical marijuana. So we are getting a completely new generation of new customers.
How do you sort of move around the edge of the law? Because you sell stuff that, of course, the logo of your company is a strawberry, but most people don't use the stuff they buy from you to grow strawberries. How do you go about this?
We are not basically focused only on marijuana growers. Yeah. We are focused on growing under artificial lights. I think we are the only supplier for agriculture universities, for research, Czech research authorities, for some schools. So we supply all kinds of growers. The thing is that most of our, or big part of our customers, I think I can admit that they can grow medical or normal wheat, normal marijuana. But I'm not pushing them, I'm not giving them advices. We are just, our aim is to provide the best conditions possible for growing all the plants, and the plants are similar. So if they grow tomatoes, if they grow other plants, it's their job.
If someone wants to set up a growth thing at home for personal use, what is the investment? How much do you spend on some basic personal use growth shop?
In cooperation with Respect, we set up a RCC kit. It's a basic grower's kit. It's for people who want to grow hobby plants at home, or people who are sick and they want to grow their saint plants or whatever they want. And the investment for this full set, you don't need anything extra. It's just 10,000 Czech crowns. So I think everyone can afford this. I hope.
Many people at the Prague Hemp Fair were most interested in medical products made from cannabis. One of the stands that drew the largest numbers of visitors was set up by Bayer and Romsey, an Olomouc-based producer of hemp cosmetics. The firm's head is Jindřich Bayer.
We're making the best quality hemp cosmetics. So it's all products ranging from facial creams to hemp seed oil, to skin and healing, salve against pain, almost anything, and a great mouth rinse.
You must have spent some time in the United States. Did you get the idea there for your company?
Partly. I started smoking heavy skunk when I was in the States, that's true. But it was 15 years ago, and it was 1 year study exchange program. This idea came about 6 years ago. People are finding out about the real miracles of hemp medicine, and it really works. It works differently than most medications that those people get when they suffer from pains or eczema or stuff like that. After 10 years of medical treatment, they come, they try, they put it on once or twice, and they're healed. So we're really seeing miracles. And if we were able to use the real hemp oil with it, we would give them much better results, of course.
Cannabis Prague 2010 proved to be a great success, with some 16,000 visitors over the weekend. It was the first ever hemp fair held in the Czech Republic, and its success means it will certainly not be the last. Similar events have already been announced, fomenting Prague's reputation as the Amsterdam of the East.
And that edition of Panorama, brought to you by Jan Richter, brings us to the end.